So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's
quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
It's really resonated with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he makes the
things. I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Four things that you need to keep in mind. Cash, strategy, team, execution. You start your day instead of like coming in saying, oh yeah, what do I need to do? Because what you're doing is usually very tactical. It's like, oh, I send an email to my list. I need to work on this promotion. I'm doing this tactical thing. You see that? If you take yourself like from in it and you just zoomed out, you'd realize, man, I'm in the weeds. Like every day I'm basically like trying to plant new trees, you understand? Instead of just going by a forest. You see the difference? And I tell you this because when I first started building my list, subscriber, I'd get one, two, and I built a list of like 100,000 subscribers. And that took me like 5 years, right? And then I got this offer to buy a site called betternetworker.com. And Mike Dillard had spent $1 million developing it. And then there was a few extra partners. I think they sold it a few times, whatever. And then I got the opportunity to come in as an advisor and mentor and then buy the entire site, which was a 10-year-old site, which had 80,000 subscribers and customers. And I bought it. It was, I think it was less than 100 grand. I bought it. And then I'm given a eye contact account. And I log in and there's 80,000 subscribers. And I'm thinking to myself, wait, I just spent 5 years of my life building this business with 100,000 subscribers. And then boom, in 24 hours, I just doubled it by getting another 80,000. So that was incredibly powerful. Then straight away, I went and acquired Jeremy's business. That was second. Then the third one was with Paul. I remember doing that deal with Paul. And I spent like 200 grand. I gave him 200 grand and he gave me back like 50,000 buyers list and like 180 or 200,000 subscriber list. So now I'm like, holy smokes. I went from like 100, 150K subscribers to like nearly 500K just through a couple of acquisitions. You see that? So imagine now you're trying to, you know, go from say, whatever, let's just say 30, 40K a day to how do you get to 100, 200K a day? It's not, oh, I need to keep running more campaigns, because that's what everyone's doing. That's just working straight hard. So you have to ask yourself and do this question, right? Like when you start your day, just spend a few minutes and just ask yourself, hey, like what's the strategy? Like what I'm gonna do right now is this. Even if it is a tactic, that's fine. But what is the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that happens after I get the strategy right? You with me? Like, what is another question for the strategy is, if I did this one thing out of the whole week, out of the whole month, let's just say, because you move fast, what if you just did this one thing, how would it have a knock-on effect for the rest of the month? So for me, I was like, I had all of this stuff, and like, how do I basically net, you know, a crazy amount of money this month? How do I make 4 million in the next 4 months? Then I was like, what if there's only one thing I did for this entire month? And you know what it was? Fixed email delivery. That was it. That was like the only thing I could come up with. So that's basically strategy. Then the cash, you want to every single day ask yourself, what's the cash position? Now I told you the cash position today. Close to $50,000, mashallah, just come in before 12 p.m. Okay, trying to get to 80K to 100K today. Now, cash, what's the cash position? How is the cash for you? How's the cash for your commissions? How's the cash for the business? We said we want to hire this new Facebook ads team. What's the cash position for them? Because they want to spend $1,000 to $10,000 a day, right? Cash, execution. For execution, just make a list. 5, 10 things you can do, and just do 2 things. 80-20. Okay, execution is simple. 80-20. Most powerful thing over here on team, what did I say this morning? It's never about what do I need to get done. It's who can get it done. There's always someone faster than you, smarter than you, more efficient than you, and don't ever let it, yeah, I can do a better job. That's like everyone that's stuck, they always say, I can get the job done faster. Or, I don't trust these people. You get it? So for team, you just ask yourself who. If you start your day off and you say, hey, you know what? I want to scale up. Now think about how many brands we have. And you're in charge of, say, 2-3 of them right now.
What about this?
Yeah.
What if that's what you're doing, but you're waiting on the people? So you're waiting on work, and then instead of just delaying it, you just go in and do it.
Then the people is wrong. Then the people you have are the wrong people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember, it's like, just ask yourself this question. You're waiting for a new website to be done, a new funnel to be done. Can someone else do it faster than who you gave it to? Yes or no?
Yeah.
So then the question is not, oh, the statement is not, oh yeah, I'm waiting for them. The statement is, you've got the wrong person on the bus.
Yeah.
You get it? So then what do you need to do? You need to go back to your Rolodex of relationships. And I have access to basically everyone you can ask for. So then you go back. So think about it. When you have a tech issue that you can't solve, you see how I can solve it very fast by messaging 2-3 people. At any given time, for team, for example, Facebook ads, you need to have 1 to 5 people immediately. This is what's going to make you immensely powerful, valuable in just everything that you do. Just like make this into a habit. Yesterday, what happened? Copywriter lets me down. That's fine. You know, he's not the first. He's not going to be the last one that lets me down. That's okay. Came in with this many big promises, couldn't deliver shit, excuse my language, okay? So what do I do now? Boom, 5 other people. Messaged all 5, 1 stood out, boom. What did I do? Straight. He's gonna start in the next 2-3 days. You see where I'm going? So remember, you have expertise is one, yeah? And you're always developing this. So that's why you gotta spend 1-2 hours a day at least learning or going through an immersion program. Just yesterday, I committed $30,000. $30,000, not pounds, $30,000, Tony Robbins. The lady calls me out, I'm like, all right, she's got me. She's like, $30,000, what do you want? I'm like, okay, maybe I'll want all of these programs just for 2021. That's 4 months away. But I'm already thinking, when that happens, this is what I want to hear. And then she's like, okay, Tony's going to be doing a financial platinum partnership event in March. And I'm like already thinking, okay, so then I'm gonna have to take a week off. That trip, on top of my membership, is gonna cost $10,000. Then I'm like, flights, okay, that's an extra $20,000, okay, $30,000, and 2 weeks that I need to, because there's gonna be billionaires there. She's telling me Ray Dalio comes to speak at these events. I'm like, I'm in March. Yes, that. So, expertise is one, yeah? You have to always surround yourself with people that are experts. That's one. Second is obviously passion, which you have. But always ask yourself, what motivates me, what fascinates me? This is something I learned from Dan Sullivan. So you can basically always be on the ball, okay? And then the last one, and this is what makes or breaks, is your Rolodex of relationships. At any given time, you need to have 1 to 5 people. If 3 people lets me down on Facebook, who cares? Look at who I've got access to that are on Facebook. This morning I spoke to Ricardo. He was spending $250,000 a day on Facebook ads. Okay, if I need a Facebook ad scaling expert, I can go to him. It's okay. The world doesn't end just because someone is not competent or someone can't perform. Okay, so from now on, I know you already do something like this, but just ask yourself, hey, cash? How's the cash? Because remember, the cash is affecting your commissions, right? Cash position. What's the strategy? What's the overall strategy? You have it on the whiteboard. That's why you come in every day, review the whiteboard. Okay, execution. Okay, 80-20. What do I need to execute on right now that's going to have a big domino effect on the rest of the business, the rest of everything? Like, think about it. If you do one thing right, you have 3-4 other next things much more easier. Team, who do I need to get? Okay, to scale the e-commerce brand, who do I need to get? Is one person enough, or can you get someone else to come in and take the system that you've got and duplicate it? That's your next hire. You get it? Because you have a system right now, right? The system, when executed, can produce a stupid amount of ROI. So, but the issue is, you're the bottleneck. And always remember this, in everything, you're the bottleneck. Why don't I have a nine-figure business yet? Because I'm the bottleneck. It's not nothing else. It's my psychology, my mindset, my all of these things. You get it? So just keep this in mind. And obviously, team, who? Just keep asking yourself, who can I go higher? Who can I go higher?
All right. So we just wrapped up. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff. And that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.